This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee speaking to you from Springfield. We are in a weather delay. Standing water issues in left field here at Carlton-Davidson Stadium. So the Ruschi-Newark Catholic Regional Championship game will not start for another 45 minutes or so, noon or shortly thereafter. Broken tiles beneath the ground in left field have caused a swelling of water in the outfield. It is being remedied. It's been worked on the last hour and a half, and we expect the first pitch at noon or shortly thereafter. Ruschi Newark Catholic will have pregame at about 20 till 12 for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Stay tuned for baseball, Division 4 Regional Championship from Springfield. Hello once again, this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Carlton-Davidson Stadium in Springfield. We have been delayed with the start of our regional championship game between Ruschi and Newark Catholic. Ruschi defeating Fort Loramie yesterday 8-4. Newark Catholic nipped Tri-County North 5-4. The two teams set to collide here today. Game originally set for 11, our pregame webcast time 10:30. Everything has been moved back at least 1 hour. I heard a crackle in my headset. In fact, I lost sound momentarily. But I would like to let you know that we will be on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com at about 11:45 first pitch time, a little after noon, probably 12:05, 12:10 webcast time at 11:45. Newark Catholic, Ruschi, regional championship from Springfield upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com. Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee and Matt Zerker. We speak to you from Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, the site of today's regional championship game between Rushi and Newark Catholic. It has been delayed. We will not have a first pitch until shortly after the noon hour. Broken tiles in left field have triggered the swelling up of water above ground. That issue has been remedied, we have been told. At least officials here at the stadium are observing the left field area about 275, 280 feet from home plate. We will have our pregame webcast at about a quarter till 12, first pitch shortly after the noon hour.
Yeah, they're talking now, Jack, about having, they're going to take infield both teams. They're thinking it's going to be closer to 12:15 before they get this thing started.
12:15, yep. First pitch, shortly after 12:15, and we'll return with our pregame at about 12 noon, so we are going to have a first pitch about an hour and 15 minutes after the initial planned start time of 11 o'clock. Skies are overcast. There is a very slight threat of showers, but no imminent rain, no heavy thunderstorms in the area. Heavy-duty rain expected once again tomorrow. But it is overcast, wind blowing out to right field. Newark Catholic now taking infield practice. We'll return with our pregame at about noon, first pitch 12:15. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com.
is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
A belated welcome to all of you listeners here to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, the home of Wittenberg and the Champion City Kings summer college program. Today, it's regional championship baseball, the Rushi Raiders against the Irish of Newark Catholic. Rushi here after defeating Fort Loramie in a regional semifinal yesterday, 8-4. Newark Catholic here after nipping Tri-County North 5-4 in the second regional semifinal played at 5 p.m. yesterday. Rushi, by virtue of the victory yesterday, now 22-7 on the year. Newark Catholic, 11-18. Don't be fooled by that record. It's a club that plays virtually an entirely Division II schedule. Just a few Division III and Division IV schools scattered about. It's a team that plays the heavyweights, doesn't back down from anybody. Kevin Flippo, third-year head coach at Rushi. He's done a tremendous job, tutored for numerous years under head coach Bill Sturwald at Fort Loramie. John Cannizzaro, head coach of Newark Catholic, 22 years here. Newark Catholic has won the state title seven times. That's virtually one of every 3 years under the coaching of Cannizzaro does Newark Catholic win the state. And the Irish have won the state the last two seasons, looking for a three-peat. This, admittedly, not one of Newark Catholic's better teams. Newark Catholic 11-18. Again, don't be fooled, though. They play a powerhouse heavyweight Division II schedule. Of course, each team burned up pitching yesterday. Daniel Kearns and Jack Daypore threw for Rushi. Shelby County Player of the Year Hunter Cohey gets the start today, and he will be opposed by lefty Jody Mummy for Newark Catholic. Hunter Cohey about 6'3", Mummy about 6'2". Cohey throws from the right side, and Mummy from the left. Mummy 4-3 on the regular season, has had some wild stretches throughout the campaign. The Rushi Raiders would like to get men on base early, Chuck. move runners along and get a lead for Hunter Kohe, who's capable of throwing a gem. He can throw a three-hit, four-hit ball game today. He's very capable of doing that.
Well, yeah, he's an outstanding pitcher, and he, like you said, he was the Shelby County Player of the Year, and that was for his pitching, but also his hitting and his fielding at first base. Rushi does need to have a good start. That's what happened to Tri-County yesterday. They gave up four runs in the first inning without a hit, and then they held, and Newark held on to win it 5-4. So Rushi cannot have that kind of start today. They're going to have to try to keep him off the base. But Rushi really swung the bat well yesterday.
Sure did.
Against Fort Laramie, Mittendorf had beaten them twice. And the last two innings, they scored six runs off of them in the last two innings. So they're on a roll, and they need to keep it going now. They're playing a team that's trying to three-peat. I don't care what their record is. They're a good baseball team.
Oh, yeah, traditionally very strong. The inner confidence is superb. And you can bet once Newark Catholic gets this far, the Irish expect to win. In 17 of Coach Cannizzaro's 22 years, Newark Catholic has reached the regional finals or better in Division IV tournament action. That's just an incredible record.
How does he keep his job? Yeah, that's the real job security. And when you have success like that, it breeds success. You got kids sitting up in the stands that say, someday I want to be out there playing baseball for Newark Catholic, too.
Right.
And that really does help.
Newark Catholic yesterday won over Tri-County North, as Chuck alluded. Tri-County North starting pitcher hit the first three Newark Catholic batters, walked the fourth before being removed. All four scored. Newark Catholic tacked on a run in the second inning, held on to win the game 5-4. Newark Catholic had five runs, five hits, an error. Tri-County North, four runs, nine hits, no errors in being victorious over Fort Laramie yesterday. Rushi had eight runs, 10 hits, four miscues, which they must wipe out today. Fort Laramie, 4-7-1. Starting lineups up next. It is Rushi, Newark Catholic, Regional Championship, Division IV Baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Laramie. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. That's Clancy's in Sydney, I should say. My mistake, Custom Foam Products, a world-class supplier. I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you, Custom Foam and Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits and call 937-498-7282. Or go to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. New sponsors 1 year ago for the high school basketball tournament were the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Shout-outs to them. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. On the web with us yesterday were these 3 Fort Loramie sponsors. Thank you very much for year-long coverage once again. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Another new underwriting sponsor this year, Primary Eye Care Associates, about which we've spoken already, in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, a new underwriting sponsor, as is Sydney Car Care for the 2016-17 sports season. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Again, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Rushi Raiders taking the field. Rushi, the home team. Newark Catholic will bat first. Rushi will start Dylan Cordonier in center field. To his left, Trenton Monin in left, Jack Dapor in right. Around the infield, Drew Sherman at third, Dion Putoff at short, Evan Monier at second. Daniel Kearns, who started yesterday on the mound, is at first base. The DH for him will be Clay George. The battery, Hunter Cohey, the strong right-hander for the Raiders. He wears number 6. He's out there getting in warm-up tosses right now to his catcher, signal caller, Kevin Dreese, who's got number 4 on his back. Kevin, with a super game yesterday, Chuck.
Yeah, he played really well.
Yep, he had 3 hits, had a sacrifice, called a great game behind the plate, registered 5 putouts, hit the ball to right field where it was pitched. You can't ask any more from a senior leader like Kevin Dreese, the catcher for Hunter Cohey here today.
And he also got a Clancy's meal out of it. So.
Rushi Raiders in the bright yellow gold jerseys, white pants, blue numbers, blue headgear, Newark Catholic, with the green stirrup socks, green hats, the green short sleeves, gray uniforms, gray numbers outlined in black. And it is a Division IV program with terrific tradition. Under head coach John Cannizzaro, the last 22 years, this team has won 7 state titles. And the last 2 years have been state championships recorded by Newark Catholic as well. They look for a 3rd in a row. And as I mentioned several minutes ago, in 17 of Coach Cannizzaro's 22 years, Newark Catholic has gotten this far, the regional final or better, in the D4 tournament.
Well, Rushi cannot afford to give runs away like Tri-County North did yesterday early. And if they don't, I think it's going to be a heck of a baseball game.
Because we witnessed some strong hitting from Rushi yesterday. We loved the way the Raiders hit the ball consistently where it was pitched, taking advantage of center, and right field. Rushi Raiders, state champs in 1971, runners-up in 75, regional champions in 71 and 75, runners-up in this regional in 95, 2010, and 2013. First pitch of the game by Hunter Cohey, fouled off to the right by the Newark Catholic leadoff hitter. And then Cohey comes back with a wide curve, and the count goes to 1-1. Cohey winding, pitching, ball trickled foul behind home plate. And the count goes to 1-2. Derek Hawk, the freshman center fielder, the leadoff hitter for Newark Catholic, he played left yesterday. Mummy, the center fielder yesterday, is on the mound pitching. Hunter Cohey's 1-2 pitch is a curveball, which didn't break, floated high and inside. The count 2-2 on Hawk, who bats from the right side. Outfield straight away for Rushi. Sherman even with the bag at third. Here's a breaking pitch outside corner called. Strike three.
Good start. He worked him inside, and then he took it to the black on the outside. Outstanding pitching.
You heard the roar of the Rushi crowd in the background. And it's a fine throng of fans attired in blue and gold to our right.
That side behind the dugout is full.
Yep. Not an empty seat behind the Rushi dugout. Some 12 rows, probably 30 seats left or right. Second hitter, Jody Mummy, who played in center field yesterday, the left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter, is in the box and fouls off the first pitch from Cohey to the left. Mummy, a senior. Cohey throwing, fastball missed, high and away, 1-1. Hunter Cohey has generated some excellent stats over the course of the season. On the mound, he has been phenomenal, the go-to guy for Rushi. Fastball again up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Cohey's thrown about 50 innings on the year, ERA just over 2.3. Here's the windup by Hunter. It's low and away, got away from trees, 3-1. So after getting a first pitch foul ball, Cohey missed high and away, and then low and away. And Mummy, who's taken three straight pitches, is one pitch away from a walk. 3-1 pitch by Cohey, popped up to right field, and it should be an easy play for Rushi, and it's snared out there by Jack Daypore. That ball might twist foul beyond the line, but Daypore moved to his left and gathered it about 10 feet fair. Cohey coming back on a 3-1 pitch to retire Mummy. And now Taylor York steps in for Newark Catholic. He's the junior third baseman. He hits a ground ball to the right side and into right field for a clean single. Nice job by Tyler York. Hit the ball where it was pitched and stroked it on the bounce between Daniel Kearns at first base and Evan Monier at second. And Newark Catholic has a runner aboard with two down here in the first.
So that's a good job of hitting when you just keep your head and you hit the ball where it's pitched, and he put the ball right between second and first.
Tanner Lake steps in. He is the senior shortstop for Newark Catholic. Bats from the left side, open stance, one of three left-hand hitters in the order. There's a high fastball, 1-0 count on Lake. Hawk, the leadoff hitter for Newark Catholic, had two hits yesterday. Mummy also had two hits. They were both retired by Cohey. And it was the third man, Tyler York, who was hitless yesterday, who spotted the single to right field. The count now 2-0 on Tanner Lake. Lake, a 380 hitter on the season. Here's a strike. Fastball inside corner at the knees. 2-1. Left-hand hitter Lake being played by Rushi's outfield around to the right. Cordonier in center, shading right center. And Lake rips a line drive single up the middle. Right past Cohey. Charging in center field is Cordonier to scoop it up and rifle it back in. Runners at first and second for Newark Catholic, which tries to generate run production after two were retired here in the first inning.
That's a good job by Cordonier, because with the runner going, normally they're going to go first to third on a single. He did a great job of charging that, keeping him at second base.
Noah Fodor, the second baseman, a senior, spelled F-O-D-O-R. Fodor steps in, takes the ball. Runners at first and second for Newark Catholic. Good speed out there. Cohey looks at his runners, throws, low and away. Ball two, 2-0 on the hitter Fodor. 290 batter during the regular season. Strokes from the right side. Here is Cohey's two-ball pitch. And that's at the knees, a strike. Fodor looked it over. Good spot by the pitcher Cohey as he blazed a fastball knee-high on the outside half. 2-1. Kearns at first, not holding the runner on. The pitch to Fodor, strike two called. Above the belt, right down the middle. And Cohey is back even, 2-2. Fodor stepped out of the box briefly, back in. Overcast skies, sun was out briefly a couple batters ago. It's quite humid, temperature approaching 80 degrees. Wind pushing out to the right, not as stiffly as yesterday. Two ball, two strike count on Fodor. Here is a curveball looped in there by Cohey, then blooped out to right field by Fodor. It's a base hit. The right fielder Ferrucci charges, whips a throw to the plate to Dries, who makes a swipe tag. Not in time. He missed it. And Tyler York slides in safely. Boy, the throw from right field been more on the money, Chuck. The Raiders would have had the guy at the plate.
Yeah, it was a little up the line, but giving Daypor a little bit of credit, that ball, when it hit in front of him, kicked almost straight to the right, and he had to go grab it to make the play. But, yeah, anything closer to the plate, they would have had him.
So Fodor gets a line drive single to right field, a humpback liner that fell on the grass beyond the infield on two bounces, was retrieved by Daypor. Good speed at second base from Newark Catholic. Tyler York scampered around third. He did not hesitate, and he got in under the tag of Dries, who had to go up the line at third to spear the high throw. And Newark Catholic, after two out, has struck first in the top of the first. And the count is 2-0 on Caleb Claggett. Claggett, a senior left fielder, looks at a pitch in the dirt, 3-0. So Hunter Cohey retired the first couple and has run into trouble. Three straight hits here by Newark Catholic. The pitch to Claggett is on the outside corner. Claggett started to toss the bat away. The pitch caught the edge.
Looked a little wide to me.
Mm-hmm, sure did. Cohey might have caught a 2-0 break on that pitch. Cohey into the stretch. Runners at first and third. Pitch to Claggett. Hard shot to the right side. The second baseman Ferrucci strolls that way. Can't get to it. It slips into right field. Another run-scoring single. And Newark Catholic has runners at first and second. Two down and two runs home. Evan Monier did his best to get to that squirting ground ball to the right side. But, again, it got between him and Kearns at first. And Newark Catholic has ripped four hits in a row to take a 2-0 lead.
And of the four hits, three of them were hard hit balls, and everything going to the right side.
A conference on the mound now around Hunter Cohey and catcher Kevin Dries. Newark Catholic exploding for four successive hits after the first two were retired. And that's the kind of confidence that this Newark Catholic team displays, having gone up against a very stout Division II schedule all year long. 11 wins, 18 setbacks. Not a weakness offensively in this lineup, however, as the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth hitters stroke singles after Cohey got the first two out. And Newark Catholic leads 2-0.
And Rusi's kind of tied with Cohey now because they really don't have any place to go. He's going to have to really buckle down and get the third out here.
You're right, because Daniel Kearns and Jack Daypor made enough pitches yesterday to burn themselves. They've got to sit out at least a day. Of course, in the case of Daypor, on and relief through an excess of 30, that means he needs a day off before he pitches again.
Right.
So it's Hunter Cohey, who is the principal here today for Rushi. Here's a ground ball to short off the bat of Leach, a three-hopper fielded by Putoff, lateraled on to the shortstop, or I should say the second baseman, Monier, covering, and Rushi gets the third out finally in the first after Newark Catholic registers four hits with two gone to produce two runs. We move to the bottom of the first here at Springfield, Newark Catholic 2, Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, the site of today's Division IV Regional Championship. And Newark Catholic, after two outs, strikes with four consecutive singles to generate two runs and lead Rushi 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the first. Dion Putoff, Dylan Cordonier, Drew Sherman, the first, second, third hitters in the Rushi order up to start the game. Putoff two hits yesterday, Cordonier a hit, and Sherman had two hits, including a triple and three runs batted in. Let's set up Newark Catholic defensively. Jody Mummy, left-hander, 4-3 on the year. He's on the mound. Mason Lohr, the young sophomore catcher behind the plate. Caleb Claggett in left. Derek Hawk in center. Fisher Nance, who is DH'd for in this game, is in right field. Tyler York at third, Tanner Lake at short, Noah Fodor at second, and Cade Leach at first. Ben Bemis is the DH in this game for Nance, the right fielder. First pitch to Putoff is low, and it gets away from the catcher Lohr. 1-0 on Putoff. Rushi down two runs. Mummy, the senior left-hand thrower for Newark Catholic, who played center field yesterday, is on the hill. There's a strike, letter high inside corner. Well, Rushi was down two runs yesterday, Chuck, 4-2, bottom of the fifth, and rallied to win. Two runs by Newark Catholic in the first. That deficit not significant at all, the way Rushi can hit the baseball foul out of play to the right over the stands. 1-2 on Putoff. Here's a big breaking curveball, and it's a beauty. Caught the outside corner at the knees. I think Putoff might have given up on it. Dion looked it over, and it floated toward the outside edge and caught it.
That's a tough one to take, but it's a tough one to hit, too. That's one you just need to spoil. You need to reach out and knock that one foul and wait for something better.
Exactly. Outstanding backdoor breaking ball by Mummy, who whips a fastball in low and away to Rushi's second hitter, Dylan Cordonier, the center fielder. 1-0 pitch, lined by Cordonier to left. The Newark Catholic left fielder starts in, then goes back. The ball sails over his head. Cordonier's got an easy stand-up double as he banged that one hard over top of Caleb Claggett in left. He made a mistake, Chuck. His first movement was toward home plate, then he had no chance.
And you teach outfielders, and it is hard to play a ball that's hit directly over your head on a line like that, but you teach your outfielder to take one step back and then make your choice if you're going to keep going back or come in, and he got himself stuck.
And Cordonier scorched that one to left. In fact, the ball rolled through the area in deep left field, which was worked on for 2 or 3 hours in the pregame, broken tiles beneath the surface of the grass out there.
That might have actually gone to the fence if it hadn't gone through that swamp out there.
Yeah, perhaps so. A lot of water had to be removed from the left and left center field area before the game. Swing by Sherman and a line drive foul over first. Ooh, just inches to the right of the stripe. And it would have been a run scoring double had it been fair. Two strikes on Sherman, who, as I mentioned a moment ago, had two hits and three runs batted in yesterday. He powered a triple to right center to break the game open against Fort Loramie. Mummy looks back at Cordonnier. High off-speed pitch, well off the plate, upstairs as well, and the count is a ball and two strikes on Sherman. Sherman, with an open stance, is parked in the box a good ways away from the plate, then strides into it. Here's a pickoff play. Snap throw back to second. Cordonnier is in safely as the shortstop for Newark Catholic Lake covered, receiving the throw from the pitcher Mummy. Jody Mummy, left-hand hurler. Another high sailing off-speed pitch, and the count is even up now at 2-2. Scoreboard reads two strikes and a ball. Is that correct,
Chuck? It's 2-2, I think.
I thought so. The catcher, Lohr, sets up on the outside corner for Mummy, who fires, and Sherman spoils it with a high foul out of play to the right over the stands. You're listening to Regional Championship Baseball Division 4 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Newark Catholic with a productive first inning, four straight hits after two out to lead 2-0. Rushi threatening with Dylan Cordonnier out at second, one down, and the count 2-2 on the third hitter, Sherman. Sherman swings, hits a 1-2-3 hopper to short. Lake gobbles it up. High throw to first, takes the first baseman off the bag. Sherman safe, throwing error by Lake at short. And now Rushi's got the tying run aboard.
Well, they were the shortstop was jockeying back and forth behind the runner on second base, and he got himself a little bit out of position there.
Error on Newark Catholic. Good throw would have nipped Sherman by a step or less. Now Hunter Kohihi is on for the Raiders. 400 hitter on the year, and he's got an opportunity to play to run after giving up a couple runs, did Kohi on the mound in the first inning. Cordonnier at third, Sherman at first, one out. Here's Mummy pitching. Kohi fouls the changeup off the end of the bat. 0-1 on him. Very deep in left field for Newark Catholic is Caleb Claggett for Hunter Kohi. Kohi hit three balls out of the park during the season, three homers. Oh, and he powers this one to deep left. Claggett off and running back near the warning track. Got it. Great catch by Claggett of Newark Catholic.
Yeah, he played that exactly the opposite of how he played the first one. He played that perfectly.
Tagging at third, scoring easily is Cordonnier. But, wow, that ball missed by 2 or 3 inches from being a bases-clearing double, maybe a triple for Kohi. Great catch by Claggett in left as he took off running toward the corner. He caught that ball about 30 feet fair or so. And as a result of a fine jump, he makes the play. Next hitter for the Rushi Raiders hits a fly ball to center. Pretty solid poke out there by Kevin Dreese, but the center fielder Derek Hawk roams to his left and hauls it in. Run scoring first inning for both clubs. Newark Catholic 2, Rushi 1 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Newark Catholic comes calling against Hunter Kohi here in the second with DH Ben Bemis, catcher Mason Lohr, And then the lineup turns over for leadoff hitter Derek Hawk. Newark Catholic 2, Rushi 1 after 1. That was a huge catch out in left field by Claggett, Chuck. Or Rushi would have the lead at this point.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play. And he had a long run to get to that line that time. So, yeah, he made up for the one that he misplayed on the double.
Recapping that first inning for the Rushi Raiders, a one-out double by Dylan Cordonnier to deep left after a strikeout by Dion Putoff. Drew Sherman was safe at first on an error from the shortstop. Runners at first and third with one down. Then Cohee with the line drive, sack fly to deep left to make it a 2-1 game. Leadoff batter for Newark Catholic here in the second inning, D.H. Ben Bemis, a handle hit. Pop fly to short, easy play for Putoff. He's got it for Rushi, and there's one down.
If this game was being played in early April, he'd still be shaking his hands from the sting. That's how far up the handle he hit that one.
Yep, a handful of bees. Sophomore catcher Mason Lohr from the left side for Newark Catholic. Cohee's pitch is rolled off to the right into the Rushi dugout. Nothing in one on Lohr. Mason Lohr batting ninth. Back in the box. Hits very close to the plate. Curveball by Cohee. Swung at late by the hitter Lohr and looped foul down the left field line beyond the coaching box.
I was remarking in the last inning, this is the smallest catcher I think I've ever seen.
0-2 on Lohr. As Cohee tries to put him away. Fastball up and away. Ball one, two strikes. Lohr hitting at .390 on the year. That's a potent batting average for a young sophomore catcher.
No doubt about it.
Pitch was up and away. The 1-2 pitch was out of the zone, so it's 2-2. Cohee throws. Lohr is jammed. Hits it up the middle. Play by Putoff near the second base bag, and he wings the throw wildly to first. Nice backup by Dries down at the end of the Rushi dugout. Long throw out to second base. Lohr beats it. So an error by each shortstop, that one by Putoff. I'm not sure if he could have gotten Lohr at first base. That's a hit, but an error on the throw allowing Lohr to go to second base.
Well, and I will say that not only is he the smallest catcher I've ever seen, he might be the fastest.
Very speedy Mason Lohr, catcher for Newark Catholic, will give him a single and then an E6. On Putoff at shortstop for Rushi. Runner at second, one down. Here's a high curveball to Derek Hawk, the leadoff hitter in the Newark Catholic order. Hawk about .310 on the season in terms of batting average. Cohee fires. Hawk hits a line drive to the right side, and moving that way is Monier. It hits him on the heel of the glove, bounces free. Runner is safe at first base, no throw, and Lohr dashes on to third.
Again, the ball came off with such spin that I think it fooled him that it got to him slower than he thought it was going to, and he was reaching out, and the ball hit him up the arm a little bit.
That's a difficult scoring decision, I think. The fact that he did get to it.
I think they gave him an error.
I think that is
the correct call.
Mm-hmm. Back-to-back errors by Rushi. Runner at first going, bouncing ball to third. What a play by Sherman. He leaped high to grab it. Whips the throw on to Kearns at first base. And now the runner is caught between first and second. Double play. Rushi gets two.
Wow.
I'm not sure exactly what did happen, Chuck, because I thought the young man who was safe at first on the previous play had gotten to second on the overthrow.
I'm not sure. He looked like he was backtracked. I'm not sure what he did.
And the rundown occurred to the first base side of second. Nonetheless, double play for Rushi, which gets out of a jam here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. Score still, Newark Catholic 2, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
No runs, a hit for Newark Catholic in the second. Rushi, the home team, bats in the bottom of the second, down a run 2-1 to Newark Catholic. Well, so far, Chuck, the two pitchers haven't fooled anybody. Both clubs getting the bat on the ball with regularity.
Yeah, both teams are hitting the ball hard, and that doesn't, you know, I mean, as long as the defense is playing defense, Rushi with the two errors, that gives them six now. Yesterday and today, so they really need to clean that up a little bit.
Yep, six miscues defensively for Rushi in the last nine innings of regional tournament baseball. Rushi still right in the middle of this one, down only a run, 2-1, as Evan Monier bats here in the bottom of inning number two, facing Jody Mummy, who whips a fastball in there, and the hitter Monier gets a piece of it and fouls it to the screen. Mummy, a quick worker. Ground ball by Monier to second. Gobbled up the Newark Catholic second baseman, Noah Fodor, and he throws on to first to Cade Leach for the out. One up, one down for Rushi here in the bottom of inning number two. Jack Daypour swings from the right side. Daypour threw nearly 50 innings on the mound this year for the Raiders. First pitch, Mummy outside to Daypour. Daypour hitting nearly 270 on the season. 1-0 on him. Mummy fires off the end of the bat, a foul into the Rushi dugout. 1-1 on Daypour. Blue sky has broken overhead, and the sun is lighting up the field. Daypour swings and misses on a good curveball down. 1-2. 1-2 on Daypour. Mummy got the ball back from the catcher, Lohr, and fires again. A high fastball swung on and missed. Two down for Rushi in the second. Clay George, the DH, steps in. George was out in right field yesterday. DH is today. George swings. It's a roller to third. Good play for the Newark Catholic third baseman, Tyler York, who is already up for George, fields and throws a bullet on to first baseman Cade Leach for the out. And Rushi is up and out in order, 1-2-3 in quick fashion here in the second. We've played two innings here at Springfield, Division IV Regional Championship, Newark Catholic 2, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary primary eye care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Newark Catholic was retired in the second, closing the inning on a very odd inning-ending double play as Hunter Cohey escaped further damage. Newark Catholic didn't score in the second after plating two in the first. Tyler York, Tanner Lake, Noah Fodor. 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Newark Catholic up. A ball and a strike on Tyler York, who fouls the 1-0 pitch away to the right side.
Well, Cohey had thrown 27 pitches in the first inning. He only had to throw 9 in the second.
York at 370, third leading hitter in this Newark Catholic lineup. Hits a foul, trickling off to the right. The count goes to 1-2. Tyler York at 370. Tanner Lake, the cleanup hitter, at 380. And as I noted, the catcher, Mason Lohr, a sophomore, batting nearly 400. He hit in the last inning. Those are the top three at the plate for Newark Catholic this season. Cohey very wide with that pitch. It sails outside, and the count is 2-2, even up. 2-2 on York. Both pitchers working very quickly. Curveball by Cohey on the 2-2 pitch is belted to center right past Hunter to the left of second base. And as we look on to the right of shortstop Dion Putoff into center field for a base hit.
They don't look like a team that lost 18 times in the regular season.
No. That heavyweight Division II schedule pays dividends come tournament time for sure. Here is Tanner Lake, left-hand batter, takes an inside pitch from Cohey, ball one. Let's see if head coach John Cannizzaro's got something on here for Newark Catholic. Runner at first is York. There he goes. And the pitch is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt, rolled away from Dries, and the runner is in successfully at second.
I wasn't sure if he fouled that off or not, but it just hit and kind of spun funny.
So it's 1-1 on Lake. Newark Catholic again with a runner in scoring position. That's been the situation for Newark Catholic in all three innings. Big sweeping curveball by Cohey on the inside corner for a strike.
This would be a big time to get a strikeout.
Lake with an open stance, swings from the left side. Runner at second, none out for Newark Catholic, which leads 2-1. Strike three called. Fastball knee-high inside corner. Lake hesitated, then trots onto the dugout. Great pitch by Cohey as he blazed a trail with a fastball just above the knees, inside third of the plate. One out for Newark Catholic. Noah Fodor steps in. York, Lake, Fodor, and Claggett all singled in the first for Newark Catholic. Curveball, Cohey, beauty, strike on the outside corner. Chuck and I, situated directly behind home plate, saw that ball bend and catch the outside edge. Another curveball by Cohey in the dirt, 1-1.
Nice play by Dries that time.
Seeing a few more fastballs today, Chuck, than we saw yesterday when the pitchers set up hitters with breaking stuff first and then hard stuff later in the count. 1-1 pitch by Cohey. Fastball low and away, 2-1. Fodor, the second baseman, hit just under 300 on the year. Outfield pretty much straight away. Sherman even with the bag at third. Second baseman Ferrucci crowds the bag, trying to keep the runner close. Foul by Fodor. Out of play to the right, over the stands. 2-2 is the count on the second baseman for Newark Catholic. Top of the third, Newark Catholic leads 2-1. Runner in scoring position at second, one down. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way by Cohey, low and away. He tried to overthrow that one. And the count goes full at 3-2. Good speed in York out at second. Cohey into the stretch. Pitch to Fodor. Swung on and missed. He got him. Kohi went down in the zone. Looked like a two-seamer, Chuck, that might have sunk a little bit.
Yeah, well, Fodor was probably about 2 inches above the pitch.
So Hunter Kohi coming back strong. Strikeout to Lake and Fodor after the leadoff single by York. Caleb Claggett steps in, and the first pitch to him is above his head for a ball. Claggett singled in the second run for Newark Catholic. Back in the first, Fodor singled in the first run. Kohi throws wide, and the count goes to 2-0. First base open. Two out, runner at second for Newark Catholic. Top of the third, Irish lead 2-1. Claggett made the great catch off the bat of Kohi to save a couple of runs. Back in the Rushi first inning. Foul ball off to the left, rolling toward the on-deck circle. Two balls and a strike now on the hitter. Claggett for Newark Catholic. Kohi fires. Claggett strokes one to deep left. It's hit very hard. Retreating the left fielder for Rushi, and it's snagged out there by Trenton Monin. Monin went back into the wet area where water was pumped from the grass between 10 and noon, and Monin was taking steps gingerly, Chuck. Thankfully, the ball wasn't hit a bit harder, or Monin might not have been able to get to it. He retreated, made a splendid play, and Kohi gets three straight outs after the leadoff hit by Newark Catholic. We go to the bottom of the third, Division IV Regional Championship at Springfield. It is Newark Catholic 2, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi down a run, 2-1 to Newark Catholic, bottom of the third. Trenton Monin, who made the fine play in left field to end the top of the third for Rushi. He made a very good catch in deep left to thwart the Newark Catholic rally. One ball, one strike, the count on Monin. We enter play, bottom of the third inning. Monin scorches a line drive, speared by the Newark Catholic third baseman. Boy, that ball was ticketed for a double down the line, but Tyler York snared it about chin high. Well, neither pitcher fooling batters very often in this game so far, Chuck.
No, the last Kohi did a nice job. He got two big strikeouts that last inning, but the third out was hit hard.
Dion Putoff, who struck out to start the game for Rushi, takes a ball. One out, none on for the Raiders. Bottom of the third. Rushi down 2-1. Mummy, the left-hander, pitches to Putoff, who fouls it to the screen. A ball, a strike on Putoff. Excellent season for senior Dion Putoff, who looks at ball two low and away. Putoff offensively, 45 hits and 93 official at-bats. He had 19 ribbies in the leadoff spot. He hits a hard ground ball to short. Charging is Tanner Lake. Up and throwing to first, out. Putoff retired by a step and a half. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the third inning. Dylan Cordonier, who doubled deep left and scored the lone Rushi run, hits now. Cordonier hit an even 333 on the season. He, like Putoff, had 19 ribbies. Raiders try to get something going with two out. Mummy's pitch is low, a curveball, 1-0. And interestingly, Claggett in left, who saw Cordonier double over his head in the first inning, is back another, 10, 15 feet from his position in the first at bat, Chuck?
Yeah, he's definitely back a little bit.
Here is the 2-0 pitch to Cordonier from the hurler Mummy. High foul down the right field line, curling out of play beyond the fence. Two balls and a strike on Cordonier, center fielder for the Raiders, who are down 2-1 in the bottom of the third, two out. Cordonier swings, hits a hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman for Newark Catholic, Noah Fodor, roams to the right but can't get it. It trickles on into center field, a clean single for Cordonier, who's now 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Drew Sherman steps in. Sherman safe on the error by the Newark Catholic shortstop in the first inning. Tying run aboard. Rushi down 2-1. Cordonier with good wheels. Here is the pitch on the plate of Sherman, a looping foul down the right field line into the bullpen. In only one half inning, Chuck, of six played so far, has the side been retired in order?
Yeah, both teams are putting the bat on the ball, that's for sure. It's fun to watch, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep, when you have base runners in action, when steals, sacrifice bunts, movement of infielders are all in order, baseball is really entertaining. Snap throw to first base by the pitcher, Mummy. Cordonier is back. The winner of this game advances on to a state semifinal. Another throw to first. It's wild. It goes down the right field line, and Cordonier scurries on to second. He's in scoring position now. The pickoff attempt by Mummy sailed to the first baseman's right, and now Cordonier stands at second base, 180 feet away from tying this game up. Sherman needs a big two-out base knock. And any kind of a single will score Cordonier, because for Sherman, the outfield is pretty deep all the way around from left to right. There's a slicing foul out of play down the right field line. Two strikes on Sherman with Cordonier out at second. Mummy into the windup. Lohr sets up on the outside corner. The pitch misses. A ball and two strikes on Sherman. Cordonier at second. He represents the tying run. Mummy looks at him. Second baseman cheats toward the bag. Mummy's pitch, curveball in the dirt. Good look by Sherman at the plate. Inviting pitch. Might have been thigh level as it came plateward, but dipped below the strike zone, and Sherman took it. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Sherman, who hits from the right side. Mummy into the stretch, looks at Cordonier. Cordonier running, pitches high, throw to third. It's in the ground. It rolls away from the third baseman, and Cordonier's awarded home.
Yep.
Cordonier's awarded home. Yep, that's a good call. Very good call. Obstruction against the third baseman, who tried to get up from fielding the throw and ran into Cordonier, who had turned third. That is a tough call to accept if you're Newark Catholic.
Well, I agree, but I'll tell you what, if he hadn't tied him up, he was going to score anyway, because the ball got far enough away that if he hadn't been held up, he was going to score. So I think the score is correct even without the call.
Chuck, you may very well be right. You may very well be right. That ball did roll a good 15 feet away into foul ground beyond the coaching box. Third baseman had difficulty finding it for Newark Catholic. Cordonier made the turn. He made a couple of quick running jaunts toward the plate and was clearly contacted by the third baseman. So how about that?
Tied it up.
Obstruction call against the third baseman of Newark Catholic. Cordon, you're awarded home, and boy, the poor throw at first on the pickoff attempt by the pitcher comes back to haunt big time. Here's Sherman with two strikes, lining one down the right field line about 5 feet foul. Count on Sherman, 3-2. Mummy was ahead of him at 1.0-2. So Cordonier comes all the way around after singling in this inning with two out. Pitch to Sherman, grounded right side, Fodor, second baseman, hustles that way, can't get to it. Right fielder coming on, scoops and throws to first, save. Sherman beat it by a step.
Yeah, that, you don't want to loaf on that one, because I tell you what, if he hadn't been sprinting, he would have been out at first.
Exactly.
You don't see a lot of 9-3 assists, but that was going to be one.
Hustle play all around. Fine effort by the right fielder for Newark Catholic, Fisher Nance. Boy, these two teams are terrifically well coached.
Now,
Sherman was picking him up and laying him down, going to first. And by one step, he beat the throw from Fisher Nance in right field, who charged and fielded that ball about 10 feet on the grass in short right, after it had eluded the second baseman. So Sherman on at first, and here's a bouncing pitch to the plate, swung on and missed by Hunter Cohey, gets away from the catcher, Lohr, rolls to the right of the on-deck circle of Rushi, and Sherman scurries down to second, and he's in scoring position. All of this after two out for Rushi, which has tied the game in the third inning at two. Conference on the mound, Mason Lohr, the catcher. Jody Mummy, the pitcher.
Got the right guy at the plate if you're Rushi.
Yep. Hunter Cohey smoked a long sack fly back in the first. Oh, and he does it again. Well hit to left field. Claggett motoring back. Back. Can't get it. It's on the warning track. Sherman scores easily. Cohey blasts a 375-foot double to deep left, and Rushi takes the lead 3-2.
And I was just getting ready to say, Claggett is about 10 steps even farther back than he was when we said how far back he was the last time, and that still went over his head. That was a shot.
It sure was. Well, that ball was really ripped by Hunter Cohey. As Lohr came in with an off-speed pitch, Cohey kept his weight back, timed it, and he blasted one to left. Claggett had no chance whatsoever. And now head coach John Cannizzaro of Newark Catholic is on the mound talking to starting pitcher Jody Mummy. Rushi's taken the lead with two runs after two out here in the bottom of the third. Newark Catholic scored two after two out in the top of the first. 3-2 Raiders. But Rushi's offense picking right up where it left off at the end of yesterday. Kevin Dree steps in. Rushi tries to tack on an additional run, up now 3-2. Mummy into the stretch. Pitch to Dree. Dree hits a high foul to the right, out of play. Very few swings and misses in this game.
No, there's not been very many at all.
All hitters, both sides, making contact consistently. Mummy looks back at second, throws to the plate. Drees with a bouncing ball, two hops to short. The last hop dies. Shortstop feels around his ankles. Lake throws to first, out, and the inning is finally over. But Hunter Cohey helped his cause for Rushi, and the Raiders are on top. 3-2 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Springfield, Carlton Davidson Stadium, the home of the Wittenberg Tigers and the Champion City Kings Summer College Program. Today, it's the Division IV Regional Championship. Rushi and Newark Catholic Raiders have taken the lead 3-2 after plating a couple of two-out runs in the bottom of the third. Boy, some big plays in that third inning, Chuck. Couple of miscues by Newark Catholic. Errant pickoff throw at first. And obstruction by the third baseman, which we understand technically may go down as an error as well.
Officially, they don't have it on the board, but officially, Newark Catholic's now got three errors.
Rushi, five errors in the first three innings of this game. Well, Newark Catholic's Cade Leach, a left-hand batter, steps in to start the fourth against Hunter Cohey. And Leach swings and rifles a shot to center field on one bounce to Dylan Cordonier. A single starting the fourth for Leach of Newark Catholic.
Well, that was the 56th pitch by Cohey as we start the fourth inning.
And boy, did Cade Leach ever tie into that one.
Yeah.
A torrid line drive to center and one bounce to Dylan Cordonier.
And Dylan looked like he was getting ready to maybe try to make a play on that. He made a wise choice because I don't think he could have gotten to it, and that thing would have been rolling to the fence.
I agree with you. Runner at first is Leach.
They're pinch run for him now.
Grant Myers pinch running for Leach down at first. He's on with no out. That's the tying run. Cohey into the stretch. He pitches to Ben Bemis, who is the DH. Fine bunt out in front of the plate. Off the mound quickly, Cohey pounces on it. Fires a throw to first out. Runner advancing down to second. Bemis out on the sacrifice bunt. 1-3, Cohey to Kearns. Runner at second. One out for Newark Catholic here in the top of the fourth. And Mason Lohr, who's batting just under 400 on the year, outstanding sophomore catcher, steps in from the left side for Newark Catholic. 3-2 Rushi, top of the fourth inning. Rushi got three base knocks in the third. Here's Lohr with a line drive to right center. Cordonier motors to his left, can't get to it. It's a base hit. Runner on second base has to hold at third. The throw doesn't hit the cutoff. That's a mistake. It comes all the way to home. And the batter runner, Lohr, turns first. And he keeps right on going, wheeling into second safely.
Yeah, if you got to hit that cutoff because the run's not going to score. So throw it in and keep him at first and third. That keeps the double play in effect. But now second and third, nobody out. No, I'm sorry, one out.
You're right, Chuck. Second and third, one away for Newark Catholic. Top of the fourth inning, Derek Hawk steps in. Leadoff batter in this Newark Catholic lineup. Potent hitter. Over 300 on the year. Takes a strike on the outside corner from Cohey. Boy, Newark Catholic in this game has already amassed, by my count, Chuck, 8 hits in 3 1/3. Curveball by Cohey to Hawk, who waits and waits and fouls it off. He tried to time it. 0-2 on Hawk, who has struck out and been safe on an error at second. Runners at second and third for Newark Catholic. Fastball high and away. A ball and two strikes on Hawk. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch by Cohey. Spoiled again to the right, out of play. 1-2.
Wow, that was a scary spot right there for the Rushi fans. That thing was a rocket into the stands.
Mm-hmm. And a blue shirt might have a blue hand right now.
Somebody was silly enough to stick their hand out and touch it. I bet his hand is a little sore.
A ball and two strikes. And again, a foul to the right out of play. This one sails over the stands. 1-2 on Hawk. Runners at second and third for Newark Catholic. One away. Top of the fourth. Rushi leads 3-2. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second for the Irish. Outfield up very shallow on Hawk. Cohey fires. Hawk goes upstairs after the pitch and misses. He comes up empty. Cohey with high heat to get him on strikes.
I'm not sure that might not have been a little bit of a foul tip, and if it was, that's a great job by Dries.
Kevin Dries, outstanding senior leader, solid offensively, and very good defensively behind the plate for the Raiders. Two out now for Newark Catholic here in the top of the fourth, and Mummy, left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter for Newark Catholic, looks at ball one inside. Runners at second and third. Cohey fires. Outside, it missed the edge by an inch or two. 2-0 on Mummy.
You don't want to be too fine with this because York comes up next and he's 2-for-2.
Here's the 2-0 pitch to Mummy. Takes the bat off the shoulder and hits a hard one bouncer to put off at short. He's got it for Rushi. Throws on to Kearns. The stretch out at first base. Got him by about a step and a half as the batter Mummy was hustling all the way. Good job by Putoff and a good reach by Kearns at first, and Newark Catholic's threat is thwarted here in the fourth. Rushi hangs on to a 3-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
The Rushi Raiders lead the Newark Catholic Irish 3-2. Rushi coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and an opportunity for the Raiders to play add-on. Rushi with three runs and four hits so far in this game. And Newark Catholic has two runs and five, six, seven, eight hits so far in this game. Cohey for Rushi on the mound has given up hits in every inning, Chuck, but has managed to wriggle off the hook a couple of times. Here is Mummy on the mound, the left-hander for Newark Catholic. Good changeup. Starting off, Evan Monier with off-speed. Swing and a miss, strike one. Here's a swing by Monier, and he smacks one to center, a line drive. It hits on the grass beyond the infield, a base knock for Monier to get things going for Rushi here in inning number four. So Monier, who had been 0-for-1, is now 1-for-2. Jack Daypore is on to hit. Let's see if Rushi considers bunting in this situation. Daypore shows bunt. Runner at first steps back as Mummy throws that way. Mummy committed a costly throwing error last inning from the mound for Newark Catholic. Daypore bunts through the pitch. Here's a snap throw by the catcher, Lohr, down to first, sliding in safely. Is Monier. A strike on Daypore. A wild pickoff attempt by Mummy in the previous inning enabled Cordonier to move into scoring position for Rushi. And then he advanced to third and was ultimately obstructed by the third baseman of Newark Catholic and awarded home. A ball, a strike on Napier, who does bunt, third base side foul. 1-2. Bottom of the fourth, Rushi leads Newark Catholic 3-2. Five errors in this game. A total of a dozen hits so far. Runner at first, Monier, short lead. Pitch to Napier, very wide outside the zone, and the count's 2-2. Napier hits from the right side. Hit just under 270 on the season. Claggett pretty deep in left. Here's the pitch to Napier on the way, and there's a high towering foul pulled to the left side. Third baseman for Newark Catholic hustles over near the dugout, can't get it. The ball is back in the stands. A lot of room in foul territory,
yeah, there is.
Here at Carlton-Davidson Stadium. What would you say, Chuck, a good 90 to 100 feet from each bag to the railing beyond the dugouts?
Yeah, we get to the dugout and back to the fence. There's quite a bit of foul territory here for sure.
Here's a slow curveball catching the outside corner. Napier not pleased with the call. It was borderline. Plate umpire gave that outside edge to the pitcher Mummy, who snapped one off. And caught looking is Napier. Big out.
Just be consistent. I mean, if that's a strike right there, it's a strike to the other team. Looked a little outside to me.
Here's Clay George stepping in. DH for Rushi. And I think the plate umpire has been pretty consistent at calling the corner in favor of the pitcher throughout the game so far. Here's the windup and the pitch to Clay George, who hits a high fly ball down the right field line. Wow. The right fielder for Newark Catholic makes a splendid play about 7 or 8 feet fair and then twists his body around and arches a throw back into the middle of the diamond.
That was a heck of a catch.
Very good effort by Fisher Nance, who earlier in this game almost threw out a Rushi runner on a single to right field. Fisher Nance, dazzling play, deep right, because if that gets beyond him and falls in safely, it's more than likely a run scoring double or triple. Ball was tagged off the bat of Clay George. And now Trenton Monin steps in for Rushi with a runner on first and two down here in the fourth. Monin lined out to third in his only at bat so far. Strike two called inside half of the plate. Looked like a slider from the pitcher Mummy. 0-2 on the right-hand batting Monin. The lefty Mummy looks at first, throws that way. And let's see if a balk has been called. Yep, it is.
Well, it sounds like maybe second-guessing, but I was just getting ready to say, boy, when he hesitates, that's real close to a balk, when he delivers.
Yeah, well, the key is that right leg.
Yep, because he kind of breaks it a little bit, when he comes to the plate.
Yeah, the right leg of the pitcher Mummy, and apparently the first base umpire deemed that right leg broke the plane of the imaginary line that runs from the pitching rubber 90 degrees to that first base line. He broke that plane toward home plate with the knee, and I think that was a good call.
I think so, too, and you got the number 9 hitter up, so I'm not sure why you were that worried about him. I don't think he was going to steal.
Rushi with the man at second. Here's a changeup down in the strike zone, swung on and missed, and Monin is out. So the balk doesn't come back to haunt. Newark Catholic retires Rushi without scoring in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2, Regional Championship Division 4 Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North
Southwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. Rushi has a 3-2 edge over Newark Catholic in the D4 Regional Championship Contest. Tyler York, Tanner Lake, Noah Fodor, 3-4-5 up for Newark Catholic in the fifth inning against Hunter Cohey, who has scattered 8 hits. Here's a looping liner, right field coming on. Rushi caught. Nice play. Jack Dapor went to a knee, sliding, and speared it about thigh level. Looked like when it left the bat, Chuck, it might drop in for a clean single.
And like you said earlier, a lot of loud outs in this game. There's nothing cheap about the batters getting the bat on the ball.
So Tyler York had been 2-for-2 with 2 singles, is retired on the line drive to right. Tanner Lake from the left side steps in against Hunter Cohey, low and in for a ball. 1-0 on Lake. 3-2 Rushi, top of the fifth. Raiders the home team. Pitch to Lake, swung on, rifle to right center. Dapor won't get this one. He runs hard to the right. The ball sails beyond him all the way to the warning track. The batter runner is Tanner Lake, scooting around second, puts on the brakes. A long double to right center. That ball was tagged. It was scorched to deep right center. And it's a good thing Dayport made the play on the first hitter, or Newark Catholic would have tied the game on that hit.
That would have tied it up for sure.
Long double by Tanner Lake to right center. And now Kevin Dreese, the catcher for Rushi, goes to the mound. Noah Fodor, a single, a strikeout so far, is at the plate with Lake down at second. Neither pitcher has been fooling hitters very often in this game. A lot of base runners. And that is the 13th hit in this contest, 9 for Newark Catholic. Here's a low outside pitch in the dirt, ball one. One and oh, the count on Fodor with Lake out at second. Here's the pitch by Cohey. Strike, knee high, right down the middle. Good heater. A ball, a strike. A sliver of blue sky out beyond the center field fence. Clouds overhead at the moment. It has brightened up somewhat since late morning. Cohey whips the fastball off the plate outside, 2-1. Newark Catholic with the tying run out at second. One down here in the Irish fifth. Fastball high, delivered by Cohey, way upstairs. 3-1 on the hitter. First base is open. But if you lose this man and put him on, that's the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch by Cohey. Bouncing ball to the left side, and Dion Putoff in the hole, slides to the ground. It goes under his glove into left field for a hit. The runner on second dashes to third. Single, Newark Catholic, first and third, one out here in the fifth inning.
Well, that ball hit the edge of the infield grass, and it turned almost directly right on him. That's what happened out there.
The ball skidded, took a weird hop for Putoff. And from the ground, Chuck, he would have had a very difficult time getting the out
right
at first.
He would have had trouble throwing him out anyway, but it would have kept it in the infield anyway.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Claggett, who has singled and drilled an out to deep left, steps in. Claggett, a senior left fielder, runners on the corners for Newark Catholic, one out. Cohey throws high and away. No one throwing in the Rushi bullpen. It's Hunter Cohey, and more. Cohey here today for Rushi. He tries to work out of another jam. Uh-oh, he picked off the runner at first base. That is an enormous out. Cheating down there was Fodor. Hunter Cohey got him leaning, and he nailed him big time by a couple of feet.
I think he was going to steal, and I thought he. I think Fodor thought he had an easy steal, and nice job of throwing down to first base.
Fodor thought he was reading Kohi correctly. He was not, as Hunter, in his stretch, hesitated, and Fodor made a bad step toward second. Here's a drive off the bat of the next hitter to deep left. Roaming back the left fielder, it is Trenton Munn, and in left center, got it over his shoulder for the out. That's a big one. Hunter Kohi wriggles off the hook again. We're through the middle of the fifth. Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks so much to underwriting sponsors from Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. Each came on board with us last spring during the basketball tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum now on board with us for about 15 months. And we thank the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum very, very much. Rushi sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates, located in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. We enter play, bottom of the fifth. Rushi clings to a 3-2 lead over Newark Catholic, which has pummeled Hunter Kohi for 10 hits so far in this game. Believe it or not, Newark Catholic has plated just 2 runs, and those came back in the first inning. Rushi now batting in the last half of the fifth. Dion Putoff leads it off. He takes a pitch upstairs after falling behind in the count at 0-2. It's now 1-2. Putoff a strikeout and a ground out to short. The pitch by Mummy fouled to the screen. 1-2 on Putoff. Well, Hunter Kohi has had a knack for getting out of jams today, and he helped himself in that last half inning with the pickoff at first.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pitch in the dirt to Putoff. And Noah Fodor at first base, the runner for Newark Catholic, was cheating, and Hunter Kohi challenged him by staying in that stretch position forever. Fodor committed one extra half step, and that's all Hunter needed.
That's all it took. Yep. And he definitely was going to steal, and I think they would have given him the base. So you just need to be a little more patient if you're the runner on first.
2 balls, 2 strikes on Dion Putoff. Here's the pitch by the left-hander Mummy. Putoff fouls to the screen. He stays alive.
Cordon, you're getting a lot of work in chasing foul balls from the on-deck circle.
Yeah. He's got 2 of them there alongside his bat on the ground. 2-2 pitch to Putoff. Way inside, ball 3. Rushi trying to add on here in the bottom of the fifth, leading 3-2.
Insurance run would be real nice here in this end.
3-2 pitch, Mummy to Putoff. Oh, it's a strike inside half of the plate. Good call by the man behind home plate, the umpire. As Mummy whistled a pitch in, thigh level, inside quarter of the plate. No complaints from Dion Putoff. He knew it and hustles back to the dugout. He's out on strikes for the second time. Dylan Cordonier in from the right side. Cordonier has a double and a single so far in this outing. First pitch is strike. Second pitch bounces to the plate. 1-1 on him. An appeal to the first base umpire. No swing by Dillon. Outfield very deep and left for Cordon. You're Claggett well off the line. And the center fielder for Newark Catholic, Derek Hawk, is also a good 280 or 90 feet from home plate. Here's the swing by Dillon Cordonier, who's now 3-for-3 as he stings one to center. A line drive that hits on the grass beyond the infield. Dillon Cordonier, 3-for-3, had a hit yesterday. Now 4-for-7 in the regional is Dillon. And he's aboard with one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth. Raiders lead it 3-2. Very good regional championship baseball game here at Springfield. Drew Sherman on to hit. High foul out of play to the right. Cordon, you're a threat to steal at first. Outfield for Sherman is parked just about where it was for Cordonier, the previous hitter. Pretty deep. Mummy with an exaggerated step toward first to make sure he's not guilty of a balk. Cordonier back in time. Here's a slow curveball inside below the knees to Sherman. Did I miss a pitch, Chuck? Is that a 1-1 count on Drew?
1-1 count.
Yep. Thought for an instant it might have been 2-1, but a foul ball, a look at a pitch. And Cordonier is going, and on the hit and run, the hitter Sherman climbs the ladder and hits a high fastball foul up on the backstop. Dillon was running, wasn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, he was running, so that's what you do. I mean, that was a high pitch, but he had no choice. Sherman had to go ahead and protect him.
Count on Sherman, 1-2. Cordonier at first gets a lead, 7-8 feet. Throw over there, he's back in time. Winner of this game advances on to the state final four at Huntington Park in Columbus, 1 o'clock on Friday. That's the state semi in Division IV. State championship game is Saturday at 4 in the afternoon. Here's the pitch to Sherman. He waits on the curveball. Hits a bouncer to second. Fielded by the second baseman. Laterals to the shortstop as Newark tries to turn the double play safe at first as Sherman beats it. The force went from the second baseman, Fodor, to the shortstop, Lake. Relay on to first, Leach, not in time.
It was closer at first than I thought it was going to be when they first attempted the double play.
And here's Hunter Kohe, who's been an offensive force for Rushi. He's got a huge double back in the third and also hit one 300 feet to left in the first for an out. It was a sac fly. Runner at first, Sherman, a ball on Kohe. Hunter has pitched marvelously, working out of jams left and right all day long for Rushi. He's given up 10 hits, but just two runs. Up and in on the 1-0 pitch, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Kohe. Curveball, he swings over top, misses. Good break on that pitch as Mummy snapped one off. Two balls and a strike on Kohe. Runner at first, Sherman with a lead. Mummy pitches to the plate, and Kohe powers a hard ground ball up the middle into center field, a base knock. Sherman turns and stops at second. Pitcher's not fooling anybody today, although only five runs have been tallied between the two teams. Each pitcher leaving men on base every inning.
Yeah, Newark Catholic has left six on base now. And Rushi, 3 coming into this inning.
And in only one half inning has the side been retired in order when Mummy got Rushi 1-2-3 in the second. Kohe at first with a second hit. Sherman at second. Here is a swing by Kevin Dries. Ground ball to third, foul. Fielded outside the line by Tyler York. Sherman at second, Coey at first. Rushi trying to get a big two-out hit and play add-on here in the bottom of the fifth against Newark Catholic. Rushi leading 3-2. Here's the stretch by Mummy. The pitch to Dries. It is a wild pitch. It bounces at home plate. Dries swung through it, missed it, and both runners move up. Thought for an instant the hitter Dries got a piece of it. He did not, Chuck.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either, but obviously they made the play. So
it got through the catcher, Lohr, and now Rushi's got men at second and third. Two out, 0-2 on the Rushi hitter, Kevin Dries. The windup, the pitch to Kevin, foul right back at us, over top of the backstop in the media box. Sunlit Carlton Davidson Stadium at the moment here in Springfield.
Boy, what a huge spot right here to pick up a two-run single.
Uh-huh. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Dries. Curveball down in the zone, swings over top, misses. Catcher can't hang on, tags Dries, inning over. And Mummy gets off the hook for Newark Catholic. Through five in the Division IV Regional Championship. Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Our score on scoresbroadcast.com, Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2, as we start play in the top of the sixth inning. Base runners galore all afternoon long, Chuck. Only once has a pitcher retired the side in order. How many LOBs so far?
Well, Newark's left 7 out there, and Rushi's left 5.
And the pitch counts for both young men, Kohi and Mummy.
A lot. Mummy was really had a big lead on that. Now he's thrown 80 pitches. Kohi's thrown 77.
Mm-hmm. 80 pitches for Kohi, 77 Mummy. Is that correct?
Correct.
And a dozen runners left on base in this game. Newark Catholic has left on two more than Rushi. Newark Catholic, believe it or not, has hammered out a grand total of 10 hits, but has only produced 2 runs. Here is Cade Leach, the first baseman, starting the sixth inning of the seven-inning game. He swings on the first delivery by Kohi, and it's a very high pop fly foul into the Rushi dugout. It's out of play.
And that was 4 straight hits in the first inning after those 2 outs, and that's where they scored their 2 runs. Other than that, they haven't played at anybody.
Nope. Newark Catholic had a hit in the second, 1 in the third, a couple in the fourth, a couple in the fifth, stranding 4 runners in the fourth and fifth combined. Newark Catholic scored 2 runs on 4 straight hits in the first. As Chuck noted, the only couple runs of the game for Newark Catholic. A big bender by Kohi hangs outside. 1-1 count on the first man up, Cade Leach for Newark Catholic, who twists a line drive foul out of play down the left field line. Left-hand hitter Leach didn't get around on that one. He's a freshman first baseman for Newark Catholic. Swings, nubs 1-3. Sherman charges. Leach not a quick runner. Sherman gets him at first base easily. 1 up, 1 down for Newark Catholic. Rushi 5 outs away, Chuck.
Yep.
From a berth in the state semifinal next Friday in Columbus at 1 p.m. Leach out 5-3. Ben Bemis, the DH for Newark Catholic, looks at a ball. A ball, no strikes on Bemis. Outfield is up snug for him. Bemis, it's a fly to right, directly at Daypore. He retreats a step, that's it. He catches it shoulder high, two gone for Newark Catholic here in the sixth inning.
Well, and this is where you don't want to relax because this Newark has had a lot of two-out hits in this game.
Mason Lohr, the catcher, steps in. Rushi, four outs away from a berth in the state Final Four. Lohr has a single in the second, a single in the fourth. He's got two hits on the afternoon, and he looks at ball one from Kohi. Ball two outside nine, 2-0. Keep in mind, Newark Catholic will turn the order after Lohr and bring up the top. Hawk, Mummy, and York. And there's a 3-0 pitch in the dirt, low and away, 3-0. Kohi behind Lohr. Derek Hawk, the fine-hitting freshman center fielder on deck for Newark Catholic, which is down 3-2 in the bottom, or I should say the top of the sixth inning. There's a called strike thrown by Kohi. 3-1 on Lohr. Kohi back in action in a hurry. Swing and a miss, strike two. As Lohr golfed at that one, it was down and in, count full. Kohi trying to end the sixth with a flourish. He fires, fastball, fly to center, short, camping. Cordonier makes the play, out. Rushi three outs away from a berth in the state Final Four. Newark Catholic gone in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The Rushi Raiders are three outs away from getting to Columbus and playing in the state semifinals in Division IV baseball next Friday at 1. The Raiders bat in the bottom of the sixth, up 3-2, trying to add insurance runs and to give Hunter Kohi a little more separation on the scoreboard. Kohi with six strong innings. Chuck, he's now, what, up over 90. As for the first time today, he got Newark Catholic out in order in that sixth inning.
That was key right there. He did a nice job. He had the two outs, and then he went 3-0 on the catcher, on Lohr, who's 2-for-2, and then came back and got him to pop out to center field. So he has pitched. He's gotten himself in some trouble, but he has done an outstanding job of getting out of it.
The Raiders were regional runners-up in 95, 2010, 2013. Regional champs in 71 and 75, state runners-up in 75, won the state in 71. Some real good Rushi teams have lost on the tournament trail in the last dozen years or so. As batting here for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth is Evan Monier, who's up in the count 2-0. Mummy, the left-hander, has gone all the way for Newark Catholic. Hunter Kohi, the right-hander, all the way for Rushi. Strike on the outside corner. Raiders lost last year to Lehman Catholic in the sectional finals in 2015 to Country Day in the regional finals. Swinging a little pop to the right side. Second baseman for Newark Catholic calls off the first baseman and makes the play. Fodor catches. Told Leach to stay put. One out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Here's Jack Daypore. He's played a solid right field. Swings and misses for strike one. Well, very good pitching by both Mummy and Kohee in tight situations today. Daypore swings and skies one to Fodor as well at second base. This one a little taller up in the air. And he waits and catches for two out. A couple of pops to second base for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth inning. Clay George steps in. Rushi's got six hits in this game, Newark Catholic 10. Pitches low at the plate to George. Rushi in front, 3-2. George takes that one upstairs. Two balls and no strikes, 2-0. Three, two, Raiders, bottom of the sixth. Third baseman charges. George looks at that pitch low and outside for ball three. And now Lohr, the catcher for Newark Catholic, goes to the mound. Trenton Monin on deck for Rushi. The Newark Catholic Irish will have the top of their order in the seventh inning. Here's the windup, the pitch by Mummy. High and away, ball four, he lost it. A two-out walk for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. George is aboard.
That is the first walk by Mummy in the game.
I'm looking over the stats for Hunter Kohee, Chuck. I'm not sure
he doesn't have any. He hadn't walked anybody. That was the first walk of the game.
Uh-huh. Pitch low and away to Trenton Monin for Rushi. Runner at first is George. Two out, bottom of the sixth. Well, Raiders would love to string a couple hits together with two gone in the sixth inning and tack on one more run. Low, below the knees, 2-0. 2-0 on Monin. Clay George at first, short lead. Mummy looks that way, pitches to the plate, strike right down the pipe. Two balls and a strike on Monin. Here's the check by Mummy. Runner going. Pitch low. Throw down to second base. It is out at second base. And wow, unless the runner missed the bag, Chuck, he appeared to be clearly safe from here.
The umpire had a better look. It looked like he slid under the tag, but the umpire's standing right there. And I'm about 100 feet away, so we'll give him a break.
Yeah, George was down on the ground. His legs appeared to be parallel with the bag. Maybe they were beyond the bag. He might have missed it. From this vantage point, it appeared as though he beat the play at second, but he's called out. So Rushi is retired here in the sixth. Newark Catholic comes to bat with the top of the order in the seventh. Raiders lead 3-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee in Springfield. ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The Rushi Raiders lead the Newark Catholic Irish 3-2, top of the seventh, last at-bat for Newark Catholic. Thank you so much, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Rushi sponsors on the web with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. In Anna Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items, T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, and a host of underwriting sponsors in Fort Loramie. We'll run them down for you in a moment. High pop foul off the bat of Derek Hawk to start the seventh inning, Chuck. It's in front of the Rushi dugout. Boy, a valiant effort by Kevin Dries, who nearly made a circus catch, sprawling on the ground for that foul ball.
And there again, that's at all that room here in foul territory. He just almost made an outstanding play.
One strike to Hawk, curveball low and away. Cohey missed, 1-1. Newark Catholic needs a run to tie. If Rushi can get three outs without the Irish scoring, Rushi will advance on to the state final four. Here's a curveball swung on by Hawk late. Doesn't hit it well. It's looped and foul ground behind first. And the catch is made by Kearns. One away for Newark Catholic in the seventh. Hunter Cohey, Chuck, seemingly after 75 pitches or so, has gotten stronger in this game.
He's throwing really well right now, and the defense is playing well behind him.
Here is Jody Mummy, Cohey's counterpart, the hurler for Newark Catholic. He looks at a ball. Leadoff batter Derek Hawk today, 0-4 for Newark. Mummy looks at a strike, knee-high outside corner. Good curveball by Cohey. Second batter in the Newark Catholic order, Jody Mummy, also 0-4. Cohey fires, ground ball to short, put off Fields near the bag, gloves, makes the throw to Kearns, got him by a step. Two down for Newark Catholic in the seventh. Rushi one out away from advancing to the state semifinals next Friday at 1 at Huntington Park in Columbus. Tyler York steps in. Swing and line drive to right center field. Right fielder on for Rushi. It's Daypore. A running catch. He got it. And the Raiders celebrate. Jack Daypore scooting into the gap, picked it off to end the game. Outstanding defense by Rushi. The Raiders playing solid D today behind the pitching of Hunter Cohey, who got stronger as the game progressed. Cohey retired the last seven, and the Rushi Raiders are in the state final four in Columbus on Friday.
And as the game went, that last out was probably indicative of the whole game. That ball was hit like a rocket, and Daypore made a nice play out there. That gets by him, and they got a guy standing on third.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Rushi Raiders collected, I think, Chuck, officially 6 hits, Newark Catholic 10. But Hunter Cohey, through the first five, did a fine job working out of trouble. He stranded runners in every inning but one. And Rushi prevails. How about this? The Rushi Raiders representing the Shelby County League, which resulted in a three-way tie this year. Rushi, Fort Laramie, Anna, all 10-2. But Rushi is back in the state final four. State champs in 71, state runners-up in 75. So Rushi has not been to Columbus. Count them, Chuck, 25-17.
42 years.
Yep, how about that?
Yeah, this was just a heck of a game. I mean, the semis yesterday, mm-hmm. beating Laramie in a heck of a game, and then today giving up too early and then just battling the rest of the day to hang on to that 3-2 win.
So much fun to be a part of it. Great team effort by Rushi. The battery of Cohey and Dries. Splendid. Kevin Dries called an excellent game. Hunter Cohey hit his spots. As you noted, Chuck, Cohey did not walk a batter. Mummy for Newark Catholic walked one. And when you give up 10 hits, if you do walk a few, you're probably...
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, now you're in dire straits. But Cohey allowed no free passes in this game. Newark Catholic got 10 hits in the first five innings. But Hunter Cohey got stronger as the game progressed, and he retired the last seven in order. And the important thing here today, Chuck, the first two hitters, the table setters in the Newark Catholic lineup, Derek Hawk and Jody Mummy, went 0-8.
They were 0-8.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Rushi had two errors early. They didn't, and then they played clean the rest of the game,
yep.
And that was also
mm-hmm.
because they had a lot of base runners. They had a lot of chances to give one up to tie this thing up, and they did a great job. And they're going to Columbus, and they deserve to go.
But Chuck, let's reflect back to that third inning just briefly when the Raiders got a run as a result of obstruction by the Newark Catholic third baseman. And then was it a Hunter Cohey double, which actually produced the third run?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now wait. What was it? The
yeah, Hunter Cohey had a sack fly.
He had two RBIs.
Yep. He had a sack fly in the first inning, and then in the third, he had the run producing double,
right,
which was the deciding run in the game. So Hunter Cohey, he was the man today on the hill and at the plate.
Yeah, he was terrific. If we want to look at the Clancy's players of the game for Rushi, you go with Hunter Cohey, but you also got to go with Dylan Cordani. You're 3-for-3 and scored two of the three runs. So those two together were monsters today. But you could probably give it to everybody that played today, because defensively, after that first inning where they were a little shaky, they were outstanding.
Yep, sure were. Cohey scattered 10 hits, had two big ribbies, went 2-for-3. Hunter Cohey, Dylan Cordonier, certainly two of many stars today for Rushi. And right now, the Rushi Raiders coaching staff and team have been presented with the regional championship trophy. And they hold it up, saluting the Rushi crowd, adorned in blue and gold to a right. And now the team hustles out onto the field to join the coaching staff and proudly hold that regional title trophy high.
But what a great turnout by the Rushi fans. Mm-hmm. And they got to watch a classic.
Oh, this was one dynamite regional championship game. Fun to be a part of very good high school baseball.
Yeah, it is fun to watch good games. Some of the games early, we don't do a lot, but some games early can be stinkers. But, boy, these two that we saw the last 2 days were outstanding, played by three or four really good baseball teams.
Chuck, let's officially make our Clancy's awards. Again, our Clancy stars of the game for Rushi are?
Dylan Cordonier, 3-for-3, scored two runs. And then Hunter Cohey, he was 2-for-2. He had two of the RBIs. Pitched the game. He went seven innings, gave up two earned runs, walked nobody, struck out four. Those are the Clancy's players of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Rushi Raiders lost in the regional semifinals in 2002 to Fort Loramie, lost in 2010 to Fort Loramie in the regional championship game, lost to Layman Catholic in the regional semis in 2011, lost to Convoy Crestview in the regional finals in 2013, and lost in the regional semis in 2015 to Summit Country Day. All of this research thanks to Matt Zerker of the Sydney Daily News.
Matt, he is the man.
Yep, he is the man. Hunter Cohey, also the man here today for Rushi. But the Rushi Raiders, who have won state championship back in 1971, get back to the state again. They were state runners-up in 75. We did the math several minutes ago, as Chuck pointed out, 42 years since the Raiders have been to Columbus. Easy for me to say. I'm choked up. I'm so excited. Way to go, Rushi.
That was fun.
It sure was. Phenomenal contest here today in the regional championship at Springfield, won by Rushi. by a final score of 3-2.
It was well worth the hour wait to get the game started.
Very well said. Yep, we had a quagmire out in deep left field, broken tile beneath the surface of the ground, resulting in water swelling up to the top of the playing area as a result of overnight rains. And that water had to be drained off. It did take a couple hours to get it done. We started baseball a little after 12 noon. A delayed start, but as Chuck just noted, it was worth the wait. Very entertaining, exciting game here in Springfield today. Won by Rushi 3-2. Totals, Rushi 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Newark Catholic 2 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Newark Catholic got all those hits in the first 5 innings as Cohee got stronger and stronger, getting Newark Catholic out in order in the 6th and 7th. And sometimes, Chuck, that is the case for a good starting pitcher. He builds strength, arm gets freer and looser as the game progresses. Velocity picks up, command picks up, and Newark Catholic really didn't hit the ball very hard in the last couple frames. The last out was hit pretty well.
The last out was hard, but you're right. He got better and better. And you know, it's going to be a long bus ride home, and there's some dejected kids down there for Newark. But at the same time, they've won 2 in a row. It's somebody else's turn.
Exactly. Yeah, Newark Catholic was vying for a three-peat in Division IV, having won the state championship the last 2 years. Under head coach John Cannizzaro, during his 22-year tenure, it's a school that has gotten to the regional finals or beyond 17 of those 22 years, 7 state titles. That's 1 state championship about every 3 years, having won the last 2. But Newark Catholic stopped short of reaching Columbus this year by Rushi, which tops the Irish by a 3-2 count. Well, Chuck, this concludes our high school sports season for 2016-17. It's been a lot of fun. We're approaching some 120 high school football, boys and girls basketball, volleyball, and baseball games. Many, many webcasts, and it's been a blast. It has been a blast. High school football.
Coming up next.
Yeah, just around the corner, not that too far away.
It goes fast.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors all year long, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, gratitude to them. Thank you so much, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. For Fort Loramie Games, on the web with us, the entire 2016-17 sports season were Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Congratulations to the Rushi Raiders who advance on to the state Final Four with a close, exciting 3-2 win over Newark Catholic here this afternoon in Springfield. And thanks to the weather gods, no rain. We got the game in yesterday. Rain overnight in between the semifinal and the regional final today. Rain overnight, nothing this afternoon, nothing yesterday afternoon. In fact, the sun trying to peek through, some blue sky overhead. And the Rushi Raiders capped it off, making it a perfect weekend of high school baseball here in Springfield. Hunter Cohey threw a gem, got stronger as he went on, knocked in two runs, including the game-deciding run in the third inning.
Yeah, he had a terrific game.
So much fun. In fact, many, many Rushi fans have collected out in short center field where the Raiders posed for team photos. That's where everybody is now. And Rushi gets back to Columbus. It's been a long wait. But I tell you what, Chuck, this is an outstanding Rushi team. Minster is in the regional final up at Hamler Patrick Henry, playing late this afternoon. If Minster were to win, Minster would be in the opposite bracket from Rushi in the state Final Four. Wouldn't that be a treat for West Central Ohio?
That would be fun. If those two could play for a state championship, I would go over to watch.
Well, congratulations to Kevin Flippo, head coach of the Rushi Raiders. He and his staff and outstanding team have advanced on to the state Final Four. And we wish Mike Wiss and his staff and the Minster Wildcats the best of luck this afternoon up at Hamler Patrick Henry against Lipsick. That is the opponent for Minster later today. My voice hanging on by a thread as we conclude 2 days of baseball. Baseball's so much fun.
I like doing baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good baseball is a joy to watch and describe, that's for sure. High school baseball, or I should say high school football, coming up for us at the end of August. Keep abreast of our schedule on the website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll cover high school football for you this fall, as always, beginning late in the month of August. Changes coming for the playoffs. I'm not sure if they're in effect for the very next playoff season, but within 2 years for sure, Chuck, no more high school football playoff games on Saturday.
High school football was made to be played on Friday night, and mm-hmm. I think that's a great choice.
And we'll have a steady diet of high school football for you on Friday night beginning this August. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering all season long for our nearly 120 games. Back near the end of the state tournament in basketball, we were over 110, so we've approached 120, including football, boys and girls basketball, volleyball, and baseball, and it has been a blast. Until late August, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Springfield, where Rushi has defeated Newark Catholic for a berth in the state Final Four on Friday. Final score, Rushi 3, Newark Catholic 2, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.